SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Riverside's annual Breast Cancer Walk, Pink on Parade, presented by the Riverside Community Health Foundation, is returning to Mount Rubidoux on Saturday, October 26th. Here to tell us more is Melissa Melendez, Development and Events Manager for Riverside Community Health Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Pepper.
Start by telling us about the Riverside Community Health Foundation.
Riverside Community Health Foundation is a nonprofit local here in Riverside. Our mission is to improve the health and well-being of our community. And one of the many ways that we do that is through our Cancer Resource Center, the Pink Ribbon Place. We have many, many programs and stuff, but specifically, the Pink Ribbon Place is what we're kind of here to chat about today.
Tell us about Pink on Parade.
Pink on Parade is our annual breast cancer awareness walk benefiting the Pink Ribbon Place. It is a family-friendly and pet-friendly breast cancer awareness walk that takes place over at Ryan Bonomino Park in Mount Rubidoux.
And what is the Pink Ribbon Place?
The Pink Ribbon Place is Riverside's Cancer Resource Center. We offer wigs, breast prosthesis, bras for the breast prosthesis. We offer education, wellness, counseling, support groups. We just sort of take care of the whole person there for individuals and families impacted by cancer.
And what is the main goal of Pink on Parade and how has it evolved over the years?
The main goal of Pink on Parade is, first and foremost, it's to raise awareness for breast cancer. Secondly, we are there to celebrate our survivors, and then we're also there to honor those we've lost. And lastly, but most importantly, we are there to raise funds for the Pink Ribbon Place.
And tell us about the history of Pink on Parade and how it got started.
Pink on Parade began as the Pink Ribbon Place's signature event in 2011. It was there to help us sort of raise funds for the need that got real big for the Pink Ribbon Place. Obviously, wigs, breast prostheses, they all cost something. And we offer all of that to our community at no cost. So when we began, we started at Fairmont Park in Riverside. And after a little while, the event got a little too big for Fairmont Park. We ended up not being able to continue there because we were just having, we had too many participants. So in about 2016, we started to look for a new location. And what we settled on, and I say we, this was a committee of both the Pink Ribbon Place plus our clients and our survivors who all kind of worked together on this. And we settled on Mount Rubidoux. Now, Mount Rubidoux, it's iconic. You know, when you think of Riverside, you think of Mount Rubidoux, right? Mm-hmm. You think of a lot of different things. You think of the Bell and things like that, too. But Mount Rubidoux is one of the most iconic historical monuments in Riverside. So we also felt that it represented the cancer journey, right? You're climbing this mountain, which if you've climbed Mount Rubidoux before, it is not easy.
Particularly if you're going up the steep way.
Yes. Which ironically, it is the way that we go. We go up the steep way because we felt that that really represented what we were trying to do. You know, there's that feeling of accomplishment when you kind of get to the top, right? When, especially if you go up the steep way. Gosh, it's so hard. So we felt that sense of accomplishment, that sense of community that everybody received once they kind of got up to the top of the mountain, everybody going like, oh my gosh, we did this, right? It really represented what we wanted out of the walk. So we've been there ever since 2016, and it's only ever grown since.
I'm speaking with Melissa Melendez, Development and Events Manager for Riverside Community Health Foundation. How does Pink on Parade impact the community and breast cancer support services?
We directly impact the community because the proceeds from this event go to the Pink Ribbon Place. It's both put on by the Pink Ribbon Place and it goes to the Pink Ribbon Place. And the services that we provide there, honestly, they're vital to breast cancer survivors and those who are in treatment. And their families, because we don't just focus on the patient, we also focus on their families as well. We have caregiver support groups, we offer counseling, and in addition to all of the products that we offer, that all cost a thing, right? So we are actively out there trying to work on the wellness of those people. We're not just treating the patient, we're trying to make them feel good about themselves, right? We're trying to make them feel better about themselves so that they can kind of continue holding strong through what they're going through right now.
What can participate participants expect on the day of the event?
Oof, so much. So we have a vendor expo. It's going to have a variety of different retail options, resources. It's going to have food and drink and all kinds of things. We have a family-friendly area where there'll be stuff for kids, face painting and the like. We will have a classic car show, which this will be our third annual. It gets bigger every year. We have people who bring pink cars and everything. It's fantastic. And then in addition to that, we have a survivor pavilion, and it's going to be focused on like wellness activities. We have usually some massages and stuff like that that we do specifically tailored for survivors. And then we have my favorite, honestly, is our survivor celebration. And then, of course, we have the two walks.
Tell us about these two different walks. You mentioned the one that goes up Mount Rubidoux, but there's another one, too.
There is another one. So not everybody feels that they can make it up the mountain, which is totally fair. So we have a second walk that actually goes around the park, and it's 1.7K. So it's still a pretty decent walk, and we have a lot of people who choose to take that option, and we call it our family-friendly route.
Tell us some of the unique highlights or new features on this year's walk.
I would say the one highlight for me is going to be the survivor celebration. We do it right before the walk starts, and it's a moment in which we bring all of our survivors, anybody who's even going through cancer, anybody who identifies as a survivor, and that could mean a whole lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Because really, if you're going through cancer, you're being a survivor, you're surviving the moment, right? So we gather all of them at the stage, and we all just celebrate at that very moment. And we do a symbolic dove release that sort of represents its hope and its honor, because not everybody makes it year after year, which is always sad, but we always want to make sure that we honor them. And I think that's probably one of my favorite highlights. There's usually not very many dry eyes.
Can you share a story that stands out from previous walks?
Yes. So I think one of my favorite stories, I got two stories. One of my favorite stories was there was a double mastectomy survivor who had just had her surgery about 5 months prior. Now, if you know the route, the trailhead is a little bit further from the park. She had made it up to the trailhead, and she kind of just stood there staring up at the mountain. She was by herself. And I'm not a participant of the event. I'm a worker. So I kind of just watched her. She was just standing there, and some other participant, a complete stranger, this person did not know her whatsoever, walked up to her and said, "Hey, if you're willing to try, I'll go with you." And she made it. They spoke the entire way up the mountain, and it was such a sense of, I spoke with her afterwards, it was such a sense of accomplishment for her, because she really didn't think that she was going to make it up that mountain. So to be able to see that little moment, it's really what we stand for. We want to let the community know that we are there for them. And that even if it's just a little conversation going up a mountain.
It's called Pink on Parade, and it really is beautiful to see the sea of pink moving up Mount Rubidoux. What's the other story you were going to share?
Last year, we had a participant reach out to us who wanted to start a team for her mother who had just been recently diagnosed. And my first initial question was, oh, fantastic. We would love for you to start a team. But have you actually gone to the Pink Ribbon Place? Because oftentimes people join the event, but maybe they don't know about who's putting on the event. So she quickly became one of our clients, and we joined her. That was probably in about June or July of last year. And throughout the time leading up into the event, she was going through treatment. She became a client of ours, and we supported her through her treatment. And then the week leading up to the event, she was pronounced cancer-free. So she got to join the event as a survivor. And the energy from her team that had rallied her family, her friends, it was palatable. She actually won Most Spirited Team because they were just so excited to stand there and celebrate with her.
That is an amazing celebration. How can people form a team or sign up to be part of Pink on Parade?
To be part of Pink on Parade, you can just go to pinkonparade.org, and there'll be different options there to register, to donate, to start a team. We would love everybody to join us in our celebration, and so just go to pinkonparade.org. It's on October 26th.
What time does it get started?
Everything kicks off at 7:30. The walk begins at 9 a.m.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
Yes, actually I do. Pink on Parade is here for the Pink Ribbon Place. And I want everybody to know the impact that Pink Ribbon Place has on our community. It is one of Riverside's only breast cancer not just breast cancer, all cancers, resource center. And the work that we do there changes lives. We have so many beautiful stories of being able to provide people with the courage to keep on fighting throughout their journey. It seems simple, but something like a wig, something like a prosthesis to help you feel whole again, really provides these people with the power to continue fighting. So I would like people to know that we're not just doing this just to walk up Mount Rubidoux. We're doing this for a cause.
What would you say to someone who is battling breast cancer right now?
I would encourage them to come to us, and I would encourage them to know that there's a whole community out there for them, that we are here for them. We're there to support them in whatever that means, whether that be a little bottle of lotion in one of our chemo kits, or if that's a beautiful pair of earrings to go with their new head wrap. We're there to be their community, to be their little tribe.
I've been speaking with Melissa Melendez, Development and Events Manager for Riverside Community Health Foundation. Pink on Parade takes place at Mount Rubidoux and Ryan Bonamino Park this Saturday, October 26th. It is in support of the Pink Ribbon Place. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community. I hope Pink on Parade is a huge success.
Thank you, Pepper. I appreciate you.